It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I am a Ritz guy. And I like the fact that this story is about Ritz crackers because we can stay away from the whole Savoy versus Jats conversation. Where you're very passionate about the fact that they're not the same thing.
Look, I'm passionate about all types of crackers and, you know, dipping style chips.
Here's what I'll say, and this might be a big call, but I'm going to suggest that Ritz are better value than Savoy's or Jats.
I would say that Ritz, look, they're like the friend that you love, but you can only have every so often because they're flaky AF, right?
Just don't be so aggressive with your dipping.
No. The thing is that the Ritz can't handle any sort of dip and scoop.
Absolutely can.
You can only do the dip down and up. Any scooping variety there, you're left with half a Ritz in the bowl.
You're scooping too strong.
I'm telling you.
I know.
I've done extensive research.
You're doing the wrong thing with your wrist again. So they've gone on socials. Ritz have started their own social media and they're dominating at the moment. Gone viral because they've released this video, okay? It's blown people's minds. Just have a listen and then I'll translate for you because it's a little hard to follow.
Okay.
What people think the edges on Ritz crackers are for. So pretty. Aesthetic. Beautiful scallops. What they're actually for. Cut.
That's basically it. So I don't know if you caught that, but it said what people think the edges on Ritz crackers are for. So you know how it's like little
sculpted edges.
Well, that's the way they describe it. And it's for aesthetics. It looks good. I've never thought about it, to be honest. I've never thought about it. That's just what they wanted to do with the edge of their biscuits. Who am I to judge?
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat the things. But apparently, according to Ritz, they're for cutting. They're like a... And you say the structural integrity of a Ritz is not great anyway.
Yeah.
They're saying that you use it to cut cheese, and then they demonstrate with like a slice of basically what is Swiss cheese.
Yes.
So now it's quite thin.
And quite, there's not much integrity there of the Swiss cheese.
Well, it's quite holy, So, but they roll it like you get, a pastry cutter.
Yes.
They roll the Ritz, and to be fair, it cuts the cheese. Now, was that what they meant it to do when they first designed it? Or is this just something that their PR team have spun onto socials?
They're like, sit down, guys. We need something new, innovative for the kids. We know that we can't scoop with these chips, so what else can we do?
They know our weak point, our Achilles heel. Everybody knows we're the least structurally sound cracker on the market.
Yes.
We need to distract people.
What if we roll it over things?
Yeah.
Done. Yeah. Someone's just don't apply too much pressure.
Yeah, our guy's in his kitchen looking at his kitchen drawer like, that looks like the edge of a... Oh, my God. I use that to cut pastry. We could pretend it cuts cheese. Ha ha, genius.
Yes, done.
We should test it, though, I reckon. Get some cheese, bit of dip.
I'm happy. Look, if we have to, we have to.
Let's do a test.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Hey, there's not a heap to this. I just wanted to flag something that's happened, right? With Indy, I take her shopping and sometimes I let her pick things, right?
Yeah, nice.
And usually it's fine and occasionally it just something comes out of left field and she will choose something and you'll think it's okay and it's not what you thought it was.
Okay.
She got some Peppa Pig lollies. They were actual proper lollies the other week and I thought they were little biscuits because they came in little individual bags.
Yeah.
They're like a little bag of, I thought it was a little bag of treats, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a little bag, it was like a bag of like jelly lollies.
Okay.
And so, you know, that became a real problem because she just wanted more and more lollies.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So you got to kind of check what you're buying.
Right.
That was about a month ago. It's happened to us again this week. And I've just got a lot going on and I'm just not quite paying attention.
Oh, God.
We went to the supermarket. We bought tissues, right?
Yeah.
And I let her pick because there's lots of different boxes, lots of colours and stuff.
Yeah, love a box with a design.
Some of them have Toy Story or the Lion King on them. Mm-hmm. You know, she bloody loves that.
I mean, you pay an extra $4, but I think it's worth it.
It is, absolutely. It's well marketed. And, you know, this if they're going to market something that well, they deserve to be rewarded.
Oh, 100%.
Mm. good on you for tricking me out of me money. And so this time she's picked a box that has some beautiful flowers on it from the good people at Sorbent.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. So okay. Good on her. Some pink flowers. She loves it. She's like, all right, we'll go home.
Yeah.
I then need to use said tissues when I get home to blow my nose. And I take it out and I have a whiff. And I'm like, what is that I can smell? I have another. It's the tissue that I can smell.
Yeah.
So I blow my nose in it and then I get a fresh one out and I give it another.
Oh, stop it.
It's a scented tissue. Now, it's not like menthol scent or eucalyptus, which are pretty
standard. Say aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
Yeah. Menthol is not. You don't go into a tissue box and it's like, oh, now menthol flavoured. No.
Yeah. No, you can. I'm sure you can get menthol ones. No, they clear your nose.
Different industry.
No, I'm sure you can get menthol ones and eucalyptus and, you're right, aloe vera ones as well, right? They're less scented, more soft on your nose. Mm. These ones are frangipani scented.
Why?
I don't know.
Who wants that?
Do you know what they smell like? They smell like a pre-packaged box of tissues that have spent 2 weeks in mum's handbag. Do you remember being a kid and mum being like, here, have this tissue.
It's
and
clean. Like, oh, this one's clean.
Yeah. I still get triggered when I smell Red Door.
Yeah.
Because I still... Because and that's what the lollies taste like at the bottom of her handbag as well. But I'm now buying boxes, and you can buy boxes of tissues that are made to smell like the bottom of mum's handbag. And I don't know why.
I have no answers for you either. That is ridiculous.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
We are doing pregnancy predictions. And we've gone to the people, haven't we, Log?
Yes, we have indeed. We went to our socials the other day and we asked people, how do you predict the sex of a baby? Not through your normal avenues, you know. We want the real ways, the non-sciencey ways. And a lot of people came up to us with great ideas.
Well, here's the thing. Science has just caught up and in the last, I guess, 100 years been able to actually accurately tell us via ultrasound, a blood test, that kind of thing. But people have been having babies for lots more years than 100 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's been going for a while.
Oh, yeah. And then what do they do? I mean, how do they know how to decorate the medieval houses?
Well, you know,
without sonograms.
How do they know what colour to put inside the cake back 300 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
300 years ago when they were doing burnouts in their, horse and cart and it was coloured smoke, how did they know what colour to make the smoke?
Exactly, Tom. Exactly. So one of the tips that we have been given is a feet test.
Yes.
Right?
You know how much I love getting my feet on Facebook.
I know. So if you want to check out Tom's feet, you can do so. We've got Barry that's filming. Thanks, Baz.
If anyone's interested, I do... I can send you some photos.
Well, you're giving it away for free right now. So, look, we're going to zoom in on your feet. Basically, what you need to do is take off.
I've got to sit down, don't I?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you how to do it. So, this is how you test the gender. You got shoes and socks off. So, I need your socks off too. Is that okay?
Yeah, socks are off.
We didn't discuss that beforehand.
No, socks are off.
Okay. Then what you have to do is put the soles of your feet together. Now, apparently... So you sit down on your bottom. On your bottom!
I'm on me bottom!
On your bottom.
I'm and on then me you bottom.
Put your feet together, the soles of your feet together. Then look at both feet and you'll have a lump on either the right or the left foot. Now, it says here, to find it, you have to look between your heel and the arch of your foot. And one side will be fatter, their words, not mine, than the other.
What do you reckon, guys? I think that's the fatter one.
You can usually feel and see the difference, it says.
I think my right foot is fatter.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Facebook Live. Tell us if you agree.
It says here.
Cameraman says, yep, the right foot is the fat one.
Okay, right fat means it's a boy.
Okay.
There you go.
Interesting. All right, well, let's write that down. The foot test says boy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, was it weird looking? I don't know. I didn't get to see it. I'll have to watch it.
No, I think it just looked like a foot. I must apologise. I didn't realise we were doing the foot one today, didn't trim my toenails.
Well, the thing is, normally we would do this on the mother of the child, but, you've put her through enough already. So let's just...
Mate,
That one time.
There's not a lot of science involved here, so I think it's fine that we do it on me. But can I just apologise for the length of my toenails? I feel like I could scale brickwork.
That's all right. No judgment. Say like, what you always say.
It looks like I'm about to swoop in and steal a lamb from a paddock. All right, that's one for boy pregnancy predictor. We'll do another one tomorrow.